Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, okay.
KUTX.
Hey friends, this is JD McPherson, and I'm the guest DJ on KUTX Austin. This hour, I'm going to play pretty much whatever I want to play. It's my KUTX. We're in town right now supporting our new seasonally sensitive rock and roll album, Socks. I am a professional enthusiast specializing in rock and roll music, and so that's going to feature heavily in this list. Starting off, I'd like to play something for you here by a fella named Eddie Cochran, who they call the Oklahoma City Cat, but he isn't that at all. Everything that I love about rock and roll is in this song. It has this attitude, makes you want to drive a bulldozer off a cliff. It's just, it's super heavy. It's been covered by punk rockers and crooners alike, and it just goes to show you that not all early rock and roll has acoustic bass. This is called Something Else.
Here she comes. Here comes that girl again. Wanted to date her since I don't know when. But she don't notice me when I pass. She goes with older guys, plumber out of my class. But that can't stop me from my thinking to myself. She's your fine looking man. She's something else. Hey, look at there. Across the street. Fine looking man, get something else. Hey, looky here, just wait and see. Work hard and save my dough. I'll buy that car that I've been running so. Get me that girl and we'll go riding around. You'll look real sharp with a white top down. I'll keep right on a dreaming and a thinking to myself. When it all comes true, man, wow, that's something else. What's all this?
Never thought I'd do this before. But here I am, I'm knocking on a door. My car's out front, and it's all mine. Just a 41 Ford, not a 59. I got that girl, and I'm a-thinking to myself.
She's sure fine looking, man. Wow, she's something else.
That was Mr. Eddie Cochran to you, playing Something Else, one of my favorite rock and roll tracks. You'll hear me dip in and out of a British accent in this broadcast. I can't help myself. I don't know why. Speaking of British accents, one of my favorites is the one belonging to the Mancunians. And I'd love to play a song by one of my most favoritist bands of all time. Of course, I'm speaking of the Smiths. And when I first discovered the Smiths, it was from a girl. A girl told me about them, and it was when I didn't know a whole lot about music, and she did. And so she imparted a really great love of music into me, and Cemetery Gates is the one I picked. I love it because it's a real complainers and a snobs song. The character that Morrissey plays in the song himself goes to the graveyard to read poems with his friend, and ultimately spends most of the song belittling his friend for liking lamer poetry than he does. And in fact, takes an extra few bars of a verse, tacks it on there so that he can belittle his friend even more. This is Cemetery Gates.
I dread it's sunny days, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Gates are on your side. I dreaded sunny days, so I meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. Wild, wild is on mine. So we go inside and we gravely read the stones. All those people, all those lives were
hate and passions just like mine. They were born and then they lived and then they died. Seems so unfair, I want to cry. You, sir, throws the sundown salutation to the dawn, and you claim these words as your own. But I've read well and I've heard them said 100 times, maybe less, maybe more. If you must write pros and points, the words you use should be around. Don't plagiarize or take on loan. But there's always someone somewhere with a big nose who knows and trips you up and laughs when you fall. Will trip you up and laugh when you fall. Text from whence was ripped some dizzy whore 1804. A dreaded sunny day, so let's go where we're happy and I meet you at the cemetery gate. Oh, Keats and Yeats are on your side. A dreaded sunny day, so let's go where we're wanted and I meet you at the cemetery gate. Keats and Yeats are on your side, but you lose. This will the lover wild is on the mind.
That was the Smiths with Cemetery Gates. I would like for this track here to just kind of call people's attention to one of my favorite artists. I think she's probably my favorite singer, my beloved Irma Thomas. She's just a really wonderful voice. She has really sad and kind of beautiful songs, which came out of the great city of New Orleans, produced by Alan Toussaint. And it's very forward-thinking for rhythm and blues or soul music at the time. It was really experimental. These are just some of my favorite records, but this song in particular really does something for me. This is called Wish Someone Would Care. This is J.D. McPherson, and this is my KUTX. This hour, KUTX has handed me the keys to the studio, and I'm playing whatever I want to play. one of my favorite things to do is to spend long hours looking at YouTube clips of performances by bands that I love. There's some really magic stuff to find. And I would say probably this next song is in one of my is in my top five favorite songs of all time. And there's a really, really wonderful performance of this by the Beach Boys. And Brian Wilson is just this very kind of fragile person. Even before, you know, he had a lot of problems, he was still this very sensitive, kind of delicate personality and with all this amazing music inside him. And if I had to pick one song to describe him, I would pick In My Room. This is a really special song, and I hope that you enjoy it.
There's a world where I can go and tell my secrets to.
That was In My Room by the Beach Boys. I do remember one thing about childhood, and that was the first tape I bought with my own money. I would go and stay in Tulsa. I lived in the country, so I didn't live anywhere you could get music, but I would go stay with my grandmother figure, which was my aunt, my Aunt Gigi. And she would take me to the mall and stuff, and I would eventually spend a lot of money in the record stores up in Tulsa. But the first tape I ever bought with my money was this tape right here, and that would be Raising Hell by Run-DMC. I remember hearing basically my first recorded curse words on this album, and it's relatively mild by today's standards, but I remember asking my Aunt Gigi, is it okay if I listen to this? And she said, yes, hon, it's okay. So this is for my Aunt Gigi. This is It's Tricky.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's the tight.
Here we go.
It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right. On time. It's tricky.
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 Tricky. I met this little girly. Her hair was kind of curly. Went to her house and bust her out. I had to leave real early.
All they just say is please me, or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy.
It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
How is it, babe?
It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock around.
To rock around.
That's right, on time is tricky.
Tricky.
Tricky. Tricky. In New York, the people talk and try to make us rhyme. They really hawk, but we just walk because we have no time.
And in the city, it's a pity, 'cause we
This is J.D. McPherson, and this is my KUTX. This hour, KUTX has handed me the keys to the studio, and I'm playing whatever I want to play. So this is semi-autobiographical, I guess, in order, but I didn't really mean to. But a little bit older than that, I was really into guitar playing, and I started reading a lot of guitar magazines. And, you know, usually on guitar magazines, you've got your Eric Claptons and your Ritchie Blackmores and your Eddie Van Halens on the cover. But once in a while, some writers would put some really, really subversive material in the magazine. And I remember there was this one little corner of one issue of Guitar World magazine where they listed some kind of seminal punk rock albums. And this was really my first exposure to punk rock music. And I remember seeing the cover of Black Flag's Damaged and reading, it was like the caption said something like, "When I listen to Black Flag, nothing in this world can hurt me." And it had a picture of a guy punching a mirror. And I was like, I'll have some of that. So this is, I think, probably the shortest song on the record. It's like maybe 30 seconds. Yeah, this is a 30-second blast from Black Flag. This is called Spray Paint.
It feels good to say I want. It feels good to knock it down. It feels good to disgust your eyes. It feels good to do it wild. Spray paint the walls. Don't wanna see the legs you see. Won't be you for people like me. My life is their disease. It feels good to do it wild. Spray paint the walls. Feels so good to say what I want. Feels so good to knock it down. It feels good to disgust your eyes. It feels good to do it wild. Spray paint the walls. It feels good to do it wild.
Keeping with the punk rock stuff that I really got into as a kid, this was a band where I discovered that punk rock didn't have to be just all aggression all the time and could be pretty sophisticated. There was a band from Los Angeles, California called X, featuring DJ Bonebreak on drums, Billy Zoom on guitar, John Doe on bass and vocals, and Exene on vocals. And they would just weave these really insane vocal harmonies together. And it had a lot of like kind of rockabilly inflection in the guitar parts. And really, like, Exene and John came from this beatnik sort of beat poet world. Their writing was really strong, and it was just a beautiful melange of many, many things that I enjoyed. So I'd like to play one off their second record, Wild Gift. This is called I'm Coming Over. So just to prove that I don't live in the past, I'd like to pick something that came out this year by an Oklahoma band whom I adore. I've got all of their records. I've got all of their singles, all of their t-shirts. If I can ever find a way to see them, I go see them. I think they're brilliant. And the name of this band is Broncho. And if you're a Broncho fan, you know how confusing and bewildering it is to be a Broncho fan, because sometimes you have to scratch through this wall of noise and reverb to find this most beautiful nugget of pop melody. And you also, when you go see them live, you have to kind of scratch through this really thick soup of fog that's in the room, and also the droning feedback and to find these incredible songs. So they just put out a record called Bad Behavior, and this is my favorite track on that record. It's called Boys Got to Go.
I would be so much better if you could.
Hey friends, this is JD McPherson and you're listening to My KUTX. I have seemingly taken over the control room here at KUTX Austin. I do hope you're enjoying the music I picked this hour, and you can see the whole playlist at KUTX.org. Kraftwerk, I don't know what to say about them except I am strangely drawn to listen to Kraftwerk while I am preparing breakfast in the morning. It is just this really great way to start your day. They seem almost anti-music in a way. I mean, we're one of the first electronic bands, but people have ripped off their melodies so many times, it's not even funny. They have a really strong sense of music. And I had a friend who was also a fan, and he was also a Latin scholar, and he referred to them as pleasantly soul-crushing. This is Tour de France. I'd like to pick another song from just within the last year or so. This is from an artist who was a member of Heartless Bastards, one of my favorite bands in the last several years. But Erica Winterstrom, she made her own solo record last year, and it blew my mind. This track here, I was probably listening to it 10, 12 times a day, and every single person that I've played it for immediately has the same reaction that I did, and they go and try to find it. She's fantastic. This song is amazing. The production is incredible. The guitars sound like they came out of like 1990s Manchester, run through a cave. Beautiful, beautiful song called Extraordinary Love.
The ground.
This is J.D. McPherson, and this is my KUTX. This hour, KUTX has handed me the keys to the studio, and I'm playing whatever I want to play. As a rock and roll fan, you'll find a lot of things that kind of blend together and sound the same. A lot of R&B music sounds similar. That's because a lot of the same session musicians are playing on a lot of the same records. You'll once in a while find something that's gives a little bit of sonic contrast to kind of separate itself from the herd. But for the most part, rock and roll is really simple. It's three chords, it's swinging beats, it's kind of attitude, and it doesn't have to be played proficiently, but often is, and it's a kind of a nice mix of things. There's only one artist that I can think of that absolutely no one else sounded like, and that is Mr. Bo Diddley. One of my favorite artists of all time, and I mean that in every sense of the word. He's a real artist. He put so much thought into his music, into his playing, into his live show. He came up with so many live shticks that people use all the time now. If you see somebody with a curly white cord on stage, chances are they saw Bo Diddley on the TNT show. And I'd like to play this one called Pretty Thing.
You pretty thing, let me buy you a wedding ring. Let me hear the choir sing. Oh, you pretty thing. You pretty thing, let me walk you down the aisle. While you wear a lovely smile.
So we, as of the time of this recording, we recently lost a giant figure in rock and roll music, Mr. Pete Shelley of the Buzzcocks. And so I would be remiss to not point out what an important, vital part of the musical firmament he is, and that band is, and never made a bad record. Really incredible songwriting from the heart, even though it sounds like, you know, a bobcat in a cage. It's just always got a really sweet side to it. And so this is for the memory of Mr. Pete Shelley. This is Ever Fallen in Love.
Yeah.
So that was Ever Fallen in Love by the Buzzcocks. And right now, I would love to play for you my favorite rock and roll song of all time from the architect of rock and roll himself. There is nothing better ever recorded in the rock and roll world. This will give you everything you possibly could need. This set off the pubescent hormones of teenagers all across the country when it came out. And it still makes me put a fist in the air. And this is called Keep a Knockin' by Mr. Little Richard.
Keep a knockin', but you can't come in. Keep a knockin', but you can't come in. Keep a knockin', but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. Woo! Come out tomorrow night and try to get away. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. Woo! You said you love me and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. Woo!
Hey friends, this is JD McPherson wrapping up my hour as the guest DJ on KUTX. I would love it if you'd go to our website, www.jdmcpherson.com, see what we're up to, see what we're putting out, see where we're playing, and say hello. And you can find the full episode that we just did in my playlist at kutx.org. Just look for my KUTX. Thanks so much for having me. I've got one more song here. They told me I was under on time because I picked a couple of 30-second long songs. So I gotta say, I love this record. I find it entirely listenable, but I also just think it's really, really funny to put a 10-minute long Thelonious Monk song on this playlist. This is called Well You Need It.